So much has changed for us in only 1 week. We're only guessing about what's going to change by this time next week. Some things are probably very predictable and some things are not. And the rate of change in general that we've seen has been, I'm sure, unsettling to many of us, and some people more than others. Some people may sense a more of a vulnerability. Others might feel isolated a little bit more. But we're here to say today that we know that God is with us, and we know that no matter how we see this situation and where we're at, that we know that God already knows about it. He knows about the circumstances. He knows about the future. He knows about what's going to come out tonight on the evening news. And I'm thankful to know that there's a God that's already there. He does know our future. And I'm thankful today that we can depend on him and trust him. We can stand strong in him. I'm thinking of that scripture in Ephesians chapter 6 that we've read several times in the last 2 months as we have focused on the armor of God. And it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. 2 months ago, we started to talk about the armor of God. We talked about how important it is that every Christian have in their toolbox those pieces of the armor so that when they face difficulties, they'll be able to stand strong in the faith. So I just want to encourage you today, read Ephesians chapter 6 again. Think about the armor of God. Think about the call to prayer. And I pray that that would help you and give you a strength during those times. Who would have known even 2 months ago that today we'd be facing the circumstances that we are? But we know that God is faithful. There's some things that we know, even in the midst of all the uncertainty around us. And we know that he is our God, and we know that he is we are the sheep of his pasture. I also think about all the things that Jesus said about uncertainty and about the future and about things that people would face. One scripture that just comes to my mind is, and Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus actually talked about anxiety and about change and about uncertainty and about fears a whole lot. He often talked to his disciples about that and gave them certain truth and certain things to think about, certain perspective when things were difficult. Sometimes I think Jesus gave us some of the things that he said because he wanted us to keep focused on the right things, maybe to help us when we feel like it's just hard to be calm. I'm thinking about what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, and I want to read a couple of those verses from Matthew chapter 6 today. Those three chapters, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7, Jesus said a whole lot about how we approach challenges in life. Chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow." Listen to these words. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I know that God knows the trouble that we feel and the anxiety that we're in. And I know he can help us through that. And I pray and I trust that you will sense that and feel that. Today, I want to talk specifically about the subject of the peace of God. Our scripture today is from the book of Philippians, and I want to encourage you, if you're at home, pull out a Bible, pull it up on your computer, but I want to encourage you to look at these verses with me. I'm going to read them, and I want to invite you to think about what God's word tells us about peace and how we can find God's peace. I want to read from Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 4 through 9. Read along and look at these words if you're able to today. Hear the word of the Lord. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Two things before we look a little bit deeper in the whole passage. I just want to bring out those last words, and the God of peace will be with you. God wants to be with you. God wants to be near to you. We've also been talking in the last few weeks of how important it is for us to know that. He's not a God that wants to be distant, but he's a God that wants to be close to us and near us. I've said it like this. I believe God is leaning toward us, and he invites us to lean toward him. Then we can sense his spirit and his presence, maybe a little bit more. Back at the end of verse 4, the other thing, simply these four words, the Lord is near. That's a great promise to have. The Lord is near. God is near you today. You might not necessarily see him, or you might not even feel that he's near sometimes, but he is near, and that's his promise. I notice about peace when I read this scripture and I think about it, that it's God's peace for you and I. So we think about this kind of peace and what we read about God's peace. I recognize today that it is God's peace. Somehow God has something that he wants to give to us. He wants to give us something of his spirit. He wants to give us something of his perspective about life and about chaos. God wants to give you his peace. It's his peace. It's not a peace that comes from inside of you, but it's something that comes as a gift from God. And it's God's peace for you. I'd like for you to think today about peace as being a gift of God. We talk about the gift of God of salvation. We talk about the gifts of the armor of God. Peace is one of those things that we read in Scripture as something that God can give to you and that we can accept and we can receive. He is himself our peace, the Scriptures say. God himself is our peace. And so the peace that God wants to give us comes from his nature and his spirit. It's a gift to accept, to cherish, to hold on to, and even especially in these uncertain times. Just as we talked about with the armor of God a few weeks ago, we said God gives us the armor. He gives it to us for a purpose and a reason, and we have to take it and put it on. We've got to realize that God gives us these tools to help us to stand strong in life, whatever it is, and the fruit of the Spirit for that matter. And the third fruit of the Spirit, which is peace, and what I'm focused on today, is something that God wants to give you. He promises with his peace that it will do something for us. He says it will guard our hearts and our minds. The end of verse 7 says, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God gives us peace because he knows that we need a certain guarding. And peace has a way to do that. It has a way to cover what you think and what you feel. It's certainly something that's spiritual. It's deep. It's beyond our senses. We don't always understand it. But peace is something that God gives to us. It's protective. It's equipping. I think of peace also, how do we describe peace? I kind of think of it as it's a balancing gift of God inside of us. We encounter life. We encounter problems. We encounter trouble. We don't always know what to do with it, and we're anxious. And somehow God's presence comes in to rest on us and help us to be balanced. in how we look at the things that are going on around us. How do we deal with our pain, our sorrow, our grief, our disappointments in life? Well, God's peace, I believe, comes to us to help us to be protected and to give us balance in order to be able to keep moving through life and have the spirit and attitude that God wants us to. God's peace is in you. It's with you. It's around you if you're a believer. It's not that God's peace is somewhere far, far away and you're saying, oh God, bring it to me. It's like when Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is all around you. The truth is the presence of God and the peace of God is around you. It's available to you. God wants you to know that it's there to be with you. And it's not that you have to beg God for it. I just want to say to you today simply, quiet yourself before God and ask him to show you the peace that he has for you. We've got to embrace that. We've got to choose that. We've got to receive that. You might say we need to nurture the peace of God. So when God gives us that gift, we don't reject it. We don't treat it callously, but we say, God, I pray that you will come into my spirit, into my soul, and help me to be calm. Help me to listen. So the thought today, the question is today, how do we find God's peace? What is our part? As we say, yes, I want to feel more peace, or maybe in this situation or another situation, God, help me to be at peace. Help me to feel that peace in my heart. What's our part about the peace? I'd like to say four things from this scripture that I see in it that helps us to find the peace of God. The first one is this, a thankful spirit. When you have a thankful spirit, you see things different. When you have a spirit that focuses on what you have and how God has blessed you, it's incredible how he can give you perspective on things in your life that may not be going as well. And so I want to say to the church today, don't forget how important it is to have a thankful spirit. I see that here in verse 6 when Paul writes about prayer. He says, every prayer that you offer up, do it with a prayer of thankfulness. When you're talking to God, when you're calling out to God, when you're crying out to God about your life and your pain and your problems, which he wants you to do, always do so with a heart that acknowledges what God has already done for you and what he is doing for you. I said in one of my video chats this week, I talked about how somebody early in the week said to me something like this, Pastor, what do you have to be thankful for? I wasn't really sure how they meant that. But boy, it got me thinking. I went back after I talked to him for a while. Excuse me. I went back to my office and I sat there and then I started thinking. I started just going through a list of things that I'm thankful for. Man, that list was, I do have so much to be thankful for today. And I think we all do. And a thankful spirit's important to remember. God knows our needs. He knows our hearts. He knows what we're thinking about, what we're struggling with. In Matthew chapter 6, I read from that a few minutes ago. Listen, let me read some verses again. Listen to how we hear that God knows what we need. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, will he not clothe you, ye of little faith? Jesus tells us that God knows what we need, and I'm thankful for that today. Paul also writes in this passage how important it is to pray. How important it is to pray when we might would worry a little bit, or we would be concerned about things, and we would be caught up in things that do draw us away from the normal things of life. God gives us the gift of prayer. Prayer is both listening to God and speaking to God our hearts. Prayer can be verbal, it can be internal, it can be loud, it can be quiet, it can be long, it can be short. But prayer is basically saying, I'm trusting God that He knows where I'm at and listening to me today. I want to encourage you to call out to Him. Verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. I know that maybe for some of us, that means we've got to set aside the news. We've got to kind of back away from all the talk, maybe the anxieties that come to it, and just simply listen to God. God, what do you want to say to me in this situation today? The third thing that I want to mention is this. Stay focused on the things that enrich your spirit spiritually. Stay away from controversial things. Stay away from arguments about politics today, especially. Stay away about just feeling like you've got to tell everybody your opinion about everything about this situation. I said earlier in the week, I have a lot of opinions politically. I even have opinions about this. But I'm not a politician, and I'm not a doctor for sure. And I'm not a decision maker for the world in any way. I'm simply a Christian. And in my role, thankfully, God's given me the privilege to be a pastor, a shepherd. And so that's the influence I want to have. Wherever God has put you today, use that influence to show people the footprints of God and the love of God. Make sure that your heart is right. And what you say helps to build people up and help people. And help them to stay focused on the right things. Verse 8 says it like this. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. What a great verse. Think about the things that are right and good. Try not to get so caught up with everything else that is out there. I have to pray that for me. And I know that would help all of us in doing that sometimes. The fourth thing that I want to mention today maybe is the biggest in my mind, in my heart, and that is simply to rest in God today, to rest in Him, to rest in the nature of God, the hand of God, the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Rest in Him today. We really do need to lean on the strength of God and the power of God. I think of the scripture that talks about and how important it is that we need to be still before the Lord. And when we are still, God can bring peace to our hearts. Psalm chapter 62, verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in my God. Wow. Think of that today. Truly my soul finds rest in God. If you really want peace in your heart and your spirit, find rest in God. My salvation comes from the Lord. There's a lot of ways that we rest. I just want to mention some today. And some of you are doing that. I just loved hearing from some of you and what you've been doing the last few days. I hope that will be meaningful to you, resting in Him. I'm just going to name some ways to rest. Number one, go somewhere and just sit quietly and listen. We certainly are supposed to keep our distances. I just wondered today if you can find your quiet spot before God. It's hard to shut everything down. It's hard to turn my phone off. It's hard for me not to be thinking about somebody that I should have called and I haven't, or somebody's hurt and pain, or somebody that I know feels alone and I feel bad about that. And it's hard for me to shut down everything around me. And it is for many of you, but I just want to say to you, during these days especially, what a great opportunity once again to sit quietly and listen to God. Some of us are not used to doing that. We're just used to being so busy. I want to encourage you to do that today. Number two, some of you are doing this. Take a quiet walk in a quiet place. you stand somewhere, maybe at the edge of a field, maybe as you're looking at some animals, maybe to sit at a stream. Some of you have enjoyed fishing. That's great. Take a quiet place and listen to the voice of God. Oh, boy, he can come to us, and he will, with his peace. I hope that you can do that. Some of you might need to take a nap. Some of you are exhausted. You've been working a lot. You're busy. And actually, being forced to stay at home, maybe God can use that as a blessing for you physically and emotionally. Maybe you need to rest some more. Simply say, God, thank you that this forced rest is on me. Instead of grumbling about it, be thankful for it. Maybe that means talking to some people, maybe by phone that you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe it's a time to reach out to a family member that there's been a problem with. Maybe it's a time to call a neighbor down the road who you know is probably alone and talk to him and check with him. I guess all these things kind of add up to me one word, and that is Sabbath. Sabbath. I kind of feel like as I was preparing this morning that one thing to remind us, and these circumstances remind us of a principle that God gives us in one of the commandments, and that is the importance of the Sabbath, the importance of resting. Maybe this is a time that you can rethink what's important about spiritually connecting to God. Maybe Sabbath, you could think more about that. How long has it been since you feel like you've really understood what Sabbath means to you and to God? I encourage you to take some time. Think about Sabbath. Practice being still. Being still before God. However you do that, I encourage you to try that these days. Next picture I took that I think you'll see this morning is a picture I took this week, and I put it on the internet a couple of days ago. I was driving down this dirt road, basically, and it just kind of got my attention. I stopped, I got out of my car, and I took a picture. I took several pictures, actually. And I just stood there and quietly listened. All right, I've asked our media people to play something for you here, guys. Would you do that? We're trying a sound effect. Thank you. I'll tell you what I felt when I was standing there. It was a peaceful feeling. And I know that we're so busy and we are caught up with the news today that it might be hard to get to that place of quietness and stillness. I want to encourage you to do that. Exodus chapter 25 says, "For I am the Lord that heals you." Maybe this could be a time of healing in our church family and our community. There might be some people out there listening today that have kind of strayed away from God. And you wonder, does God even care about me anymore? I want to say to you that God does. And God just might want to use this day and these events to say to you, come back. Listen to the whippoorwill. Listen to the voices that I bring to your heart and your mind. And know that I am God. The scripture says, be still and know that I am God. We're going to sing very simply this chorus. I think you know it. Be still and know that I am God. Would you sing it with me today? At home, wherever you're at, even on the phone. Be still and know that I am God. It's very simple. We're going to sing that through several times. Would you join me in your heart as we pray and we think about that? Be still and know that I am God. still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. 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 In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. 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 Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you today for being with us. I'm thankful today that we can put our trust in you. I'm thankful today that we can find your spirit and your presence, and I pray that we would today. I pray that we would sense your peace. I pray, God, that we would be quiet and still and know that you are God, I pray. Pray you would bless these people. Bless those that are here today and able to hear this service. May, God, you meet their need. May you encourage their heart, I pray. Help us as we go through this next week, and we don't know what's going to happen. But, God, we know that you're with us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us here today. I'm glad you may be here. I obviously don't know who might be here and who might not be. I would love for you to connect with us. Maybe you could send me a text or give me a call or call the church, or I don't know about how that all works, but I'd love to hear from you. I really do. I'd love to know that you're okay. If you want to send me a message or just help us to know how this worked for you and whether or not you were able to hear and those things, we'll continue to work on the system. Maybe Thursday night again, we'll try again. But we do want feedback to know how things are going with that. We're not here to take attendance today, but we'd love to know how it went for you. And I want to say God bless you. Stay in touch. We love you. Thanks for being with us today. God bless. Bye-bye.